We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Friday. It's April 7th. It's 2023. We have a 5-game baseball main slate to talk about. There's some day baseball. The sites did some wonky slates. So we're going to focus on the slates that most sites have, and that's that 5-game main slate starting at 7:20 p.m. Eastern with the Padres and Braves. Joined today by my friend, Christy Metzger, Creighton 12. Christy, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Stevie. I was just thinking this is probably our first baseball morning grind of the year. So excited to do that with you. It's just, gosh, one of my favorite times of the year. Got the Masters going, just started here. But gosh, baseball, there's just nothing like it the first couple of weeks. So looking forward to it.
Maybe one of the only people that works for Better Collective that didn't watch a minute of the Masters today. I was so busy today, and then I went and played disc golf league tonight because I actually had a chance to get out for a few minutes. And I don't know who's winning. I haven't checked any scores. I haven't done anything with the Masters, but I will be partaking in plenty of Masters weekend for sure this weekend. So no problem with that. I'm still waiting, you know, for that lottery hit to get tickets to go to the Masters. It's on the bucket list for sure. So try is it June?
I think. Yeah, June? I think it is. Yep. I've tried too. I haven't been successful either, but yeah, I'm with you. Definitely on the list.
One of these years, right? Yep. You never know what you're going to get. So before we get into breaking down the 5-game baseball slate, I just want to say thank you. All of the outreach yesterday was phenomenal. I just want to say thank you. Loved all the comments. I know we're doing a giveaway, but I mean, some of the comments that you guys had was just, it made my day. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it. It made my day. So I appreciate everyone. Thanks again. 7 years is a huge accomplishment for me. Getting to that 10 number here very soon. So very pumped about that. But I just want to say thank you. If you do want a chance to enter and win a full year of RotoGrinders Premium, all you have to do is comment on today's video or yesterday's video, so Thursday or Friday, and then we're going to pick the winner on Monday's podcast live. So Sunday night's podcast, so up until about 8 p.m. Sunday, so I can have everyone's name in there. So you have until 8 p.m. Sunday to go subscribe to the RotoGrinders YouTube page and comment on either Thursday or Friday's video so you can have a chance to win RotoGrinders Premium for a year, and it's fantastic. Cheese's baseball article is worth it alone. He puts in a ton of time. Listen, there's a lot of people at RotoGrinders that are doing great things. I'm just saying that is worth the price of admission. I love the expert survey. I love doing it. I'm on it 3 days a week for baseball. I was on it for 3 days a week for basketball. So yeah, if you haven't already checked out Premium, you should, because I feel like our baseball content is top notch. So, all right, we got five games. Nice little Friday slate, right? Like Friday slates are going to be crazy throughout the year, and it's kind of nice having a five gamer instead of a 15 game slate. I don't know, we're getting more and more teams start games at 6:40, so I don't know how many 15 game slates we'll have throughout the year, but we will have them, and they will be long and they will be exhausting, and there will be a lot of research and data to go through. So it's kind of nice getting a five gamer. We have some pitching, we have some bats. Let's get into it. We start with San Diego at Atlanta. This game is currently sitting at 8.5, and the Braves are a 150 favorite. We got Martinez against Schuster. Let's start here with Nick Martinez. Do you have any interest in him coming off of seven somewhat decent innings, 101 pitches? Any interest in Martinez here?
I really don't. Like you said, he had kind of a decent outing, but he certainly gets a tough matchup here. So he's just not really someone that I'm focused on this slate. He's priced at 7,400, but he's, tough matchup against Atlanta. And Atlanta just has a lot of powerful bats in that lineup that could do some damage there. So even though, he's at a 7,400 price point, I'd rather play a guy like Jack Flaherty, which we'll get to a little bit, at 7,500 there. So yeah, not a lot of interest for me.
Yeah, I don't have a ton of interest in Martinez just in general. He's not someone that, probably at all season. So I don't think this is a spot I'm going to play him. He's facing one of the best offenses in baseball. He's not a huge strikeout guy, around 21%, so very average strikeout rate. So not a guy I want to play in this spot against Atlanta. Schuster on the other side of this game, opposite, right? He came out and he had a really bad outing against Washington. This is a pitcher that they really kind of need to do well. He's one of their young prospects, and if they're going to succeed this year, they really do need this back end guy of this rotation. So what are your thoughts here on Jared Schuster?
Yeah, I definitely think you could take some shots. He's 6.2K on DraftKings, and like you said, they really do need him to play a big part of the rotation. He's their top prospect. He did just make his debut last week. He does get a tough matchup against the Padres, although the Padres haven't shown all that they're capable of yet so far this year. He had one strikeout, five walks. So I think you could certainly play him, throw him in there just to get all the bats. And we do have a Coors Field game on the slate too. So I think you could throw him in there. I think there's certainly some talent there. I also could see stacking against him too, but I certainly don't mind it just to get a lot of the bats in too.
Yeah. My biggest issue with Schuster is, we've talked over the last week or so about pitchers who struggled in their first start that got unlucky. Schuster didn't get unlucky. He pitched terrible. He struggled with command. He struggled with finding the strike zone. And this is a guy that doesn't have overpowering stuff. He doesn't have a plus fastball. He works off of a really good changeup with above average command. And the fact that he was struggling with command is a huge red flag to me. So for me, I'm more likely to play the San Diego bats in this spot than to play Schuster. I think he's talented. I think that He has a huge ceiling for his career. I just don't think this is the spot. Watch the weather in this game. This is one of those games that's potentially with some potential rain. So we'll have to see what Kevin Roth has to say about it. But yeah, I mean, I don't think I'll end up playing Schuster. We have some pitchers today that I like a lot, and it's just, I don't think you have to. We'll go bats here. Any interest in the San Diego side?
Yeah, I do. Just like you mentioned, you know, I mean, just a lot of those right-handed bats profile really well. Bogarts has played well so far. Machado, and then you could Cronenworth. I know he hit a home run tonight too. Soto, Nelson Cruz probably cracked the lineup. So yeah, I definitely have interest in the San Diego stack, and there's some cheaper pieces in there that can really make it all work. So yeah, definitely interest there for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think the San Diego bats are in a fantastic spot. I think there's a lot of power upside here with Machado, Xander Bogarts. I mean, even like Nola, he had kind of a down year last year, but he's someone that can hit lefties. Nelson Cruz probably cracks the lineup over Carpenter in this spot, and he has some power. Even some of these lefty-lefty guys, I don't mind taking some shots if Schuster struggles again. So yeah, I mean, I think this is a good spot to target the San Diego bats as a full-on stack. I mean, this is, if the weather kind of pushes through, this is going to be one of the better hitting conditions on the slate. It's in the 60s instead of some of these games that are going to be, you know, I wouldn't say somewhat cold, but I mean, we're going to have a lot of games in the lower 60s today. All right, Atlanta bats. Nick Martinez, not a huge strikeout guy. I think the Atlanta stack, while expensive, is very much in play here.
I completely agree. I absolutely love the Atlanta stack. And like you said, they're expensive, but I mean, it's just hard not to love Matt Olson, Riley Acuna. I think Harris maybe went out of the game tonight, so have to see on that. But like Arcia has actually been a cheap play too, that's been playing well. He's been batting .900, but he's been off to a pretty hot start, and he's pretty cheap. So LBs, yeah, the whole lineup really from top to bottom is really great, and I think they make for a great stack for sure.
Yeah, I mean, just a team that can hit from top to bottom at the end of the day. So, yeah, I mean, if Harris, it's lefty-lefty, so if he is banged up, I wouldn't be shocked to see him. Like, I don't know how much they really want to play Ozuna in the outfield. But they do have Kevin Pillar against a lefty that could, you know, crack the lineup here. If Ozuna plays the outfield, they could, you know, potentially DH one of Murphy or Darnell. So I think there's a lot of ways that they can still get righties in this lineup. And with Harris kind of banged up, I think it was a lower back, like tightness or something. Yeah, it wasn't anything like. It wasn't like he got hit by a pitch and he's going to be out a week or so. Like, you never know with a lower back. But, I mean, this is a great spot for them to give him a day against the lefty. Or, no, against the righty. But still, I mean, we might even get a good lineup spot for Rosario instead. So they have those two power hitting catchers. If they need them, they can DH them, guys. So,
absolutely.
All right, moving on. We got St. Louis at Milwaukee. This game is currently at 8, and the Brewers are a 160 favorite. We got Flaherty against Woodruff. Any interest here in Jack Flaherty?
I do. I think he's at a good price point. You know, he's just 7.5K over on DraftKings. You know, he went 5 innings. He had 4 strikeouts and is out. He did have 7 walks, but I think at his price point, He's good and has a decent matchup against Milwaukee. So I think for a cheaper pitcher, you know, getting in some of those bats, certainly don't mind going to some Flaherty for pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, on DraftKings, if you're going to go like, you know, obviously the SP2, I don't know if like Flaherty's a guy that I end up on like FanDuel, for instance, but I think on DraftKings.
Right, yeah, DraftKings play, yep.
My biggest concern with him is like he just wasn't getting a lot of swinging misses, you know, in his opening day debut. That always is something that I like to look at because it's something that it concerns me a little bit. But I mean, it's not like an end all kind of thing for me. You know, he averaged 91 miles an hour on his fastball. That's down from like 93 on average last year. So like, I'm a little concerned. It's just a little bit. It's one sample size start, but 2 miles an hour is a lot, and not generating swinging strikes could be that velocity. So, I mean, like Milwaukee, they don't grade out to be a fantastic offense. So, like, if this is one of those spots where, like, hey, maybe Flaherty is an interesting, like, cheaper SP2 and he picks up like 30% ownership, that might be one of those spots that I get off. But if it's like, hey, we're going to try to pay up for pitching as much as possible today, and Flaherty is not going to be someone that's talked about, that's when I have interest in him, I think. But definitely concerned a little bit about the velocity. I wrote that down and had notes about that, so I wanted to bring that up. But yeah, I mean, it's early in the season. We see velocity be a thing for one start, and then the next is better. But I mean, it's definitely something you want to pay attention to here on any of these pitchers. And then Brandon Woodruff on the other side of this game. St. Louis is going to be a tough team to target all season. Yes. He pitched great in his first start, but the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals are way different offenses. Any interest here in Woodruff?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I like Woodruff, but you're exactly right. I mean, Cardinals are going to be a team that we target a lot this year. I mean, we just saw, I mean, they have a young team with a lot of talent with Goldschmidt, Arenado, but then they have a lot of young players that have really been playing well. So they're going to be tough. So I do have interest in him, but I also think it's a very, very tough matchup for him. And I could also see the Cardinals getting to him a little bit. Against the Cubs, he had 8 strikeouts, just 1 walk, 1 home run, performed very, very well. But it definitely scares me with him going up against the Cardinals. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, tournament-wise, definitely in play. FanDuel, definitely in play. The fact that, like, we saw him go out and get plenty of pitches, I think, is huge. You know, when you're getting 97 pitches in your first start of the season, you have to feel pretty confident that, like, if he's pitching well, he's going to get the same thing. So, yeah. I mean, for that reason, I think you have to have interest in Woodruff. The strikeout ability, the deepness he could go into the game, all those factors are, you know, puts him as a really good option. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the St. Louis bats are good. I don't know, like, if I want to pay these prices for these guys against a guy like Woodruff, but I mean, it's a five game slate, so you could do worse. What are your thoughts on the Cardinals bats?
Yeah, I kind of thought the same thing too, as I was looking at pricing and such. Yeah. I mean, you certainly could pay up for a Goldschmidt or Arenado, or, you know, throw in a Nolan Gorman or something like that. But there's other places I'd rather go to. So I'm probably not looking to do that. For me, if I'm going to look at it for tournaments, I'm probably going to stack up the Cardinals and hope that Woodruff, you know, gives up some runs. So yeah, not a ton of interest on the St. Louis side for me, but like we just talked about, they are going to be a team we target quite a bit this year.
All right. The Milwaukee side. Listen, if this Flaherty, like, velocity thing, and he's not going to generate as many swinging strikes and he's going to struggle a little bit, I don't mind stacking Milwaukee. It's not going to be the greatest thing on paper, but I think they could potentially be a hedge stack today. 5-game slate, we have Coors. They might just be one of those teams that fly under the radar today. And yeah, I mean, I have no issues like in a 3-entry max, if you want to play one of, like, Flaherty, and then one of those teams you want to run like Milwaukee, I could see it working either way. But I'm definitely concerned enough about the velocity that I don't mind looking at some of these bets.
Yeah, absolutely. You're exactly right. And as just looking at the pricing too, like, Rowdy Tellez, you know, really stands out. I mean, he's only 3.3K. Even as a one-off, even if you aren't stacking, I think he's a really good, great piece. But yeah, I think they, just like you said, if especially if Flaherty's going to carry some ownership, Brewers definitely make an intriguing tournament stack for sure.
All right, let's get to Coors Field. I hope you all took our caution yesterday on the podcast about Coors Field seriously. One run in that game, just wild. This game has an 11 total, and the Rockies are a 130 favorite in this one. I will say that it's not expected to be in the 40s for this game. It's expected to be in the 60s, which is a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Still not like the best overall hitting conditions, but I mean, it's two like mediocre offenses against two mediocre pitchers. So it's tough. Any interest here in Mackenzie Gore?
No, I really don't. Yeah, I think, you know, his price point too, he's down there. You know, I guess you could throw some, if you're, again, trying to stack the bats, you could maybe throw him in there. But for me, I'm just not interested in either one of these pitchers in Coors Field.
Hey, listen, we don't always have to agree. I actually have interest in Mackenzie Gore. I would play Gore over Flaherty today. I think this kid, like, this was part of the Soto trade. This kid is extremely talented, like top 100 prospect in baseball, top 5 organizational prospect, big time fastball, good slider, good curve. Like, he has big ceiling. And I mean, the Rockies offense has been very underwhelming for me this season. So, yeah. I mean, and you look at them and you're like, all right, well, they have Cronin Bryant against the lefty, but then who else do they have? I mean, I'm not really worried about, you know, Monteiro and Diaz and Profar and Diaz. Like, they're not, these guys are not plus hitters right now. They might be eventually in their career. So I think taking a shot on a course pitcher, specifically Gore, and trying to get that ceiling type of game at his cheap price tag, makes a lot of sense. It's going to give us leverage because people are going to want to play bats in this game, and that's fine. I would much rather Mackenzie Gore be on the Rockies and pitch him against the Nationals because I think the Nationals are not good.
Absolutely. But
just looking at the slate overall, I don't trust Schuster against San Diego. I definitely don't trust Jose Arena on the other side of this game. There's no chance ever I'm playing Madison Bumgarner ever. So like just kind of in this range, like Flaherty is $1,000 more, and you know, sure, you could take shots on Flaherty, but I mean, I think I don't love playing pitchers in Coors. I think it's not usually a good thing. The ballpark's so big, and it's such a bad process most of the times. But I mean, it's early in the season. It's kind of cold still. This offense hasn't been great. I don't mind taking some shots on Gore here. That change your mind at all? Do I got you interested at all?
Yeah, no, you actually do. You bring up some excellent points. You do. I mean, I think too, because like you said, and I kind of had written down as I was looking at notes too. I mean, I love CJ Krohn, Chris Bryant, but like you said, it does really drop off after that. I mean, you know, McMahon probably won't be in the lineup. You've got Profar, Montero, like you said. So there is a drop off, and the weather, like you said, isn't where, I mean, we're still in early April. It's not the Coors Field of summer. So, you bring up a lot of really good points on there, and because he is so cheap and most people will be stacking a lot of the Coors bats, bring up some great points, Stevie.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, so, I mean, just overall, like, with Grichik and Rogers hurt, like, this team is going to be a team that's really good against lefties at one point in the season. When Grichik is back and Rogers is back, and then, like, now we're talking about, like, 4 to 5 plus hitters against left-handed pitching, and they're just not there right now. So I don't mind it. I really don't. Like, you're attacking his strikeout upside. That's what you want. I mean, he can walk people, and that's concerning, but then the flip side of that is the Rockies had one of the lowest walk rates in baseball last year. This lineup is really close to that lineup again, so – I mean, hey, my research liked it. I'm going to run with it. I don't mind getting him on one of my three teams, loading up on some of the Dodgers or, you know, some of the Blue Jays or something along those lines. But I have a ton of interest in the Dodgers against Bumgarner.
And they're
not cheap. So,
yeah.
I mean, got to get some value somewhere. We live in a salary cap world. But going to the other side, Jose Urena, this guy has a 14% K rate. He has a 10% walk rate. He has a 5X FIP. I'm not playing Jose Urena. This is the complete opposite.
It is absolutely terrible. I mean, against the Nationals too. I mean, you know, Nationals are, they don't have a lot of talent in there, but he's also very, very bad. And so, I mean, Nationals are going to grade out very, very well. And I think a lot of people will end up playing them. So yeah, definitely no interest there.
I mean, bats in the side. I mean, I don't want to play Washington bats. I don't, because I don't think the Washington bats are good.
No, I don't.
But Urena is not good. So I think just kind of picking and choosing as like a 3-man stack or even like a 5-man stack and just saying, hey, I'm just going to stack these guys and be done with it. Yeah. Dominic Smith is someone that I like a lot. He's 3.2K. He has a track record throughout his career of having power against right-handed pitching. He had a down year last year. It was not good at all. Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, I like all these guys.
Yep. Yeah, and they're really priced good. I mean, Candelario, Dominic Smith. I mean, they're all at really good price points, so it's pretty easy to stack and make it work. So, yeah, it have a lot of interest just because the pitching there is so bad.
I will say, shout out to Dave on YouTube chat. What's up, YouTube chat? Hope you're having a fantastic Thursday night, hanging out with us live. Shout out to Dave. He did. He said that game is going to be a disappointment yesterday in the chat, and it definitely was. One run. Yeah, I mean, on the Rocky side, a ton of interest in CJ Cron and Chris Bryant. I know I just got done like pitching. I just got done pitching like playing Gore, but I mean, on teams that I don't have Gore, I want Bryant. I want CJ Cron, big time right-handed power bats against the lefty. And I mean, the concern again is like Gore is talented, but I mean, this is the matchup's too good to not have interest in these power righties.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Those are the two that I had written down too. I think if you're stacking it, you know, you can throw in Profar, Montero on the Colorado side, which I think is fine. Even maybe throw Blackman in there. But yeah, for me, it's CJ Cron most definitely and Chris Bryant.
All right. I got nothing else on this one. Let's move on. We got Toronto at LA. Take it on the Angels. 8.5 total in this game. Angels a slight favorite. It's pretty much a pick 'em game. We got Bassett and Sandoval. We'll go Chris Bassett first. Not good. Absolutely rocked his first start. Any interest in Chris Bassett today?
I don't. I know you're right. I mean, he did. He just absolutely got rocked, like you said. It wasn't a pretty outing for his first outing. I mean, negative 16.5 on DK. He's still priced up. He's 8.1K on DK. You know, and going against the Angels, you know, you've got Trout, you've got Otani, you've got Taylor Ward, you know, the three of them in that lineup there, definitely going to give him some trouble. So I don't have any interest in Bassett for me.
Yeah, I mean, he gave up 26% barrels in that game against St. Louis. He gave up 12 hard hits for a 63% hard hit rate in that game. Will it come down? Yeah, it'll come down. It's not likely going to be that high again. But with that said, I'm not going to go chase it. His velocity was down 1 to 2 miles an hour on most of his fastballs in that game. And I mean, that's just not what you want to see. The top half of the Angels lineup is talented, and they can hit Bassett. I'm not worried about that at all. So we'll talk about the bats here in a second, but I'm sure you're going to have some interest as well. Patrick Sandoval on the other side of this game. I mean, Patrick Sandoval is a solid pitcher. He's not like this elite pitcher. He's solid. My only problem with Sandoval is he's facing a very dominant right-handed heavy team and a lot of good right-handed hitters in this lineup. So do you have any interest in Sandoval here?
You know, I do like him. I played him a little bit in his start against Oakland. He didn't do near as good as I thought he would. I mean, it was kind of disappointing.
And he got super lucky in that game. Yeah,
I know. So you're exactly right. The matchup definitely scares me and is tough. I mean, you're talking about Toronto. You're talking about Vlad and Springer and Bichette and Chapman, all these right-handed heavy bats that could put up a ton of runs in a hurry. So, I mean, I like him. I think he's a fine pitcher. A little bit tough to play in this particular matchup for me, just because it is going against Toronto.
Yeah, Sandoval is a guy that, I mean, he's slightly above average with strikeouts. This isn't the spot. I mean, it's as plain as simple as that for me. Like, there's going to be plenty of times that I play him this season, and I don't think that this is going to be the spot. So, yeah, I mean, looking at the Toronto bats against Sandoval, I mean, this is a team you can stack. There's enough right-handed power in this lineup that you can full-on stack this team. This game's out in California. Weather-wise, it's going to be solid. Mid-60s, you know, that's going to be good weather for this time of the year. So I think that this stack's very much in play.
Yep, I do too. I do too. And I think, it's just there's so many good bats in the lineup. And they could all just put up a bunch of points in a hurry. Throw Varsho in there too. And, yeah, they're just, top-notch. So definitely think it's a stacking situation too. And a good pivot away from some of the Coors and the Dodgers that we'll get to here shortly too.
I think this game is an excellent pivot off of Coors, both sides of this game.
Yep.
I like the Angels side of this game as well. Bassett is someone like he really struggled. Stacking outside of like Trout and Ohtani is really hard because, I mean, it just never looks great on paper. There's not a lot of power upside. But, I mean, this is definitely like one of those games where you could play Trout and Ohtani as like a two-man or find a third person and just kind of run this out as a secondary stack.
Yep, I agree.
I mean, outside of those two, Ward should hit leadoff. Renfro has power. Durie has some power. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, for sure. I got nothing else from this one.
Yeah.
That's really it. I don't really have anything else.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
All right, moving on. We got the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks, 9 total in this game. The Dodgers are a 225 favorite. It's like old school, Kershaw versus Bumgarner, and we've already had this once this year. So, I mean, it's fun. Kershaw, we'll start with him, threw really good. 6 innings, 9 strikeouts, 76 pitches. We know the Dodgers are going to be pretty careful with him pitch count-wise. What are your thoughts here on Clayton Kershaw?
Yeah, I do have interest. I do. Yeah, like you said, he had 9 strikeouts, looked to be in really good form right out of the chute. He had 31.1 DK points against Arizona in the first matchup. So, yeah, I definitely have interest. He's priced under 10K, and I think he makes a really top, one of the top pitching options for sure.
Just like so for what it's worth, just like on Thursday night, the roof is expected to be open in this game. And this is by far the best hitting conditions on the slate. It's going to be in the 80s. which I mean, we're not seeing that anywhere even close to that. So just throwing that out there, the roof is going to be open. With that said, I do have interest in Kershaw. I'm always concerned about paying $9,700 for Kershaw when I know that like 90 pitches is probably his ceiling right now. But I mean, this is a lineup that he can beat. He's already beat it. He showed us that he could beat it. They don't have a lot of right-handed power in this lineup outside of Walker.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know if I'd call Longoria a power hitter much more, but I mean, he's definitely good against lefties. But I think this is a game we see Kershaw go out and throw a solid outing.
Yep.
And then 9,700. I mean, it's Woodruff and Kershaw at the top. And then it's, I mean, you're probably in cash building around those two, in my opinion, and just kind of finding some value to fill in. There's plenty of value, So, yeah, I mean, in cash games, I'm looking at these two. FanDuel, like main team, it's probably one of these two, or taking a shot on just someone like Gore. But, I mean, FanDuel is probably going to be either Kershaw or Woodruff for me as well. And I know, keep getting the comments. I'm reading them. I hear you all. I am trying to mention more FanDuel. I am. I know Christy likes her FanDuel.
I'm a fan. Yeah, absolutely.
And I play. I play on FanDuel. I just, when I'm doing breakdowns, it's easier to use DraftKings because it matches up with some of the stuff that I use. So that's why most of the time it's like DraftKings talk. But it, honestly, it's really just kind of a breakdown overall. Just especially in baseball, we're just really breaking down matchups as like a first look. Madison Bumgarner on the other side of this game. No, I'm not doing it. I don't care what the Dodgers lineup looks like. Madison Bumgarner, since the start of last season, has a 5.6 xFIP, 16% Ks, 44% hard hits. He cannot miss bats, and he gets hit hard. Do not play Madison Bumgarner today. If he beats us, we move on. We move on to the next slate. It's as simple as that.
I totally agree. Yeah, no interest at all. In fact, the Dodgers are one of my favorite top stacks. By far. I mean, they just, yeah, there's so many great plays in the lineup for sure. So yeah, I'm right there with you. No interest in Madison.
All right. Let's talk about these Dodgers bats. Again, one of the reasons that I do have a little bit of interest in Gore is because, I mean, I like this spot. Like I like Smith a lot. I hate paying up a catcher, but I mean, this is a spot where I have a lot of interest in him.
Yep.
I have a lot of interest in Mookie. He's expensive. No one's probably going to play Freeman lefty-lefty. I will. Madison Bumgarner is trash. So J.D. Martinez. And then, like, on the cheaper side of things, Chris Taylor is $3,500. I think we could take some shots on him. And then I think we see, like, Trace Thompson crack the lineup today, I hope. And he's, like, $2,800. So
I like him.
Paying up for, like, two or three of these expensive bats and then trying to find some value to kind of mix with it.
Yep, totally agree. I mean, in fact, you said all the guys that I had written down that I think are just all great pieces of the stack. Like you said, Mookie Betts, Will Smith, and I definitely think he's worth it paying up for catcher today. I don't care that he's $5,500 on DK. He's just worth it. You talked about Freeman. Throw Muncie in there too, JD. Martinez, Chris Taylor, but I love Trace Thompson. I mean, at 2,800, we saw what he did, some major damage, putting up three home runs in his first game of the season. And we saw that last year. I mean, he's got some talent to do so. And he's had some big games. So, I mean, I think he's one of the better value plays on the slate. And it looks like, he should be in the lineup. So absolutely love the Dodgers. Probably my top stack on the day for sure.
All right. Any interest in the Arizona bats here?
I don't. Like you said, really, for me, I'm going to be probably playing a lot of Kershaw. Like you said, the pitch count, it's going to be a little tricky there, but I still think he gets the job done. And there's just not a lot at the top besides outside of he and Woodruff. Especially on FanDuel too. So no interest. Like you said, Christian Walker, maybe as a one-off, but I'll really be staying away from Arizona.
All right, let's play the morning grind game. We're going to do a modified morning grind game again today because of the pricing. Favorite play, favorite pitcher to get six or more strikeouts today?
I am going to go, can it be any price?
Any price. Yeah, we switched the game up today.
Switched the game up. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'm going to go Kershaw.
All right. I do not want to say Woodruff. Woodruff would be the guy. Give me, you know what? Let's just do it. Let's go Mackenzie Gore. Give me someone that you think is going to score under 15 points today. Can't be anybody in the Coors game.
For pitching?
Yep.
Under 15, I am going to say, yeah, I mean, it's for me, it's got to be Bumgarner.
That's a good pick. Good pick. I like that one. I'm gonna go Nick Martinez against the Braves today.
I like that one too.
Over 4,000 to hit a home run, not in Coors. Who do you got?
Over 4,000 to hit a home run. I am going to go with. Boy, I had someone picked out here. I am actually going to go, we talked about him a little bit, but I'm actually going to go Freddie Freeman.
I like it. I'm going to stay on the same page here when it comes to the Dodgers, and I hate paying up a catcher, so you all know how much it pains me to say this, but give me Will Smith. He's hitting the ball really well right now, and I like him to keep this rolling here in this matchup against Bumgarner. Under 4K to get two hits, who's a cheap bet that you like today?
There's actually two that I really like, but I think I'm going to, we talked about him a lot, but I think I'm going to say Trace Thompson. I just think he's priced too good in that Dodgers game, and I think he easily does it.
Yeah, I like that. I do. I hope he cracks the lineup. I hope he has a decent lineup spot too. I think this is a spot that could be really good for him today. So I hope that happens as well. I'm going to go a little off the board today, and I'm going to say Jake Lamb gets his second multi-hit game of the season. Both might be singles, but hey, it happens. Do me a stack to score six or more runs today.
We've talked a lot about the Dodgers, so I won't say them. Another stack that I think gets it done is San Diego. So I'm going to throw San Diego out there too.
All right. Fair enough. I'm going to go the Angels. I really like the spot for them today against Bassett. He really did not look good in that opening day start. So, or his first start of the season. I shouldn't say opening day. Christy, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
No, for a five-game slate, I think it's a great one. I think there's, and I kind of like the fact that there's Coors game on the slate, a lot of other good options, interesting. So for a five-game one, I think it's pretty good. So great breaking it down with you, as always, Stevie.
Always fun. Always fun. Thank you. I hope and I wish you continued success. You've been absolutely crushing it in the DFS streets, taking down some monsters, slams. Was it the slam or was it the monster? Or was it both? I can't remember now.
It was both, yeah. Yep.
All right, listen, it's all the goodness. So wish you the best. Can't wait to have you on later this month and more for baseball. Appreciate everyone for hanging out. Again, thank you for all the kind comments yesterday. It was a lot of fun to read through. It made my day. If you want to enter the giveaway to win 1 year of RotoGrinders Premium, head on over to the RotoGrinders YouTube Morning Grind YouTube page. It's different than the regular RotoGrinders page. So make sure you're going to the Morning Grind page, subscribe and comment on Thursday or Friday's video or both. It'll give you two chances to win. I said that yesterday. If you want two chances to win, comment below. Appreciate everyone. Share the page. We're trying to grow it, trying to build up the subscribers. Tell your friends to subscribe, even if they don't listen. I don't care. Hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. Happy Easter weekend to everybody. We'll see you on Sunday night on YouTube, Monday for the regular podcast. Hope everyone has a great weekend. We'll see you then.